Heart Health for Women, What We Can't Ignore and What We Can Change. Heart disease has a bit of a PR problem. Too many of us quietly file it under men's health issues and move on with our lives, reassured by lack of symptoms and good intentions. The reality, especially but not only in Scotland, is far more sobering. Heart and circulatory disease remains one of the leading causes of death in women, and progress in reducing deaths has actually slowed in recent years. I don't say this to alarm you. No, rather I share it to raise awareness, because most of the risk for heart disease is modifiable if only we knew what to do to modify it. In other words, we can't control everything about our biology or our past, but we have far more influence over our future heart health than we're often led to believe. Why women's heart health still gets missed. Women are more likely to be underdiagnosed and undertreated for heart disease than men. Part of this is historical. Medical research and diagnostic pathways were built around male bodies and classic male symptom patterns. Add in the fact that women's symptoms can be more subtle or varied, and it's easy to see how heart problems can be minimised, misattributed to stress, or picked up later than is ideal. Take your own symptoms seriously and advocate for yourself. If something feels off, get it checked. There's also a social layer. Women are disproportionately juggling career, caring roles, work and emotional labour, which means our own health can quietly drop down the priority list. The result? We often delay getting checked, and we're less likely to advocate for ourselves in clinical settings. Read that again. We are less likely to advocate for ourselves in clinical settings. Note to self, hearts don't do subtle well. Go in with knowledge and expect to be heard. None of this is about blame. It's about understanding the context and choosing to work with it rather than against it. The hopeful truth: most risk is modifiable. When we look at what actually drives heart health and heart disease, the biggest contributors are not exotic genetic quirks. Here in Scotland, for example, they're everyday factors: high blood pressure, cholesterol levels, diet quality, smoking, excess weight, and blood sugar regulation. This is actually good news in disguise. It means heart health is not reserved for people with perfect genetics or saintly lifestyles. Rather, it's built slowly and imperfectly through ordinary choices that are repeated often enough, consistently enough to make a difference. Three habits that quietly do a lot of heavy lifting. If heart health feels overwhelming, start here. These three behaviours punch well above their weight. 1. Know and manage your blood pressure. High blood pressure is the single most powerful modifiable risk factor for heart disease. Many people feel completely fine while their blood pressure is creeping up. Regular checks at your GP, pharmacy, or with a home monitor turn an invisible risk into something that you can work with. Lifestyle changes matter here. You know the ones: movement, sleep, stress, salt intake, and medication when needed. It's not a failure. Take it. It's a tool. 2. Move most days and lift a little. You don't need a fitness identity overhaul to help your heart. Brisk walking counts. Gardening counts. Dancing in the kitchen counts. Aim for regular movement most days and add 2 short strength sessions a week if you can. Strength work isn't about aesthetics. It supports blood sugar control, blood pressure, muscle, bone, and long-term independence. Think, future me will thank me, rather than, oh, I must become a gym person. Although if you decide you do want to become a gym person, read this post about how I finally became a gym goer at the age of 60. 3. Eat for your heart, not for perfection. A Mediterranean style pattern is a kind, evidence-based default diet. Vegetables, pulses, whole grains, olive oil, nuts, fish, fewer ultra-processed foods, and a gentle eye on salt. This isn't about dietary purity. It's about feeding fiber, supporting healthy cholesterol levels, and making the heart supportive choice the easy and repeatable one. The unsung protectors: sleep, stress, and consistency. Heart health isn't built on food and movement alone. Chronic poor sleep will nudge both your blood pressure and your appetite in the wrong direction. And chronic stress keeps the nervous system in a low-grade state of threat that doesn't play nicely with cardiovascular health. Gentle self-regulation of things like daylight exposure, regular bedtimes, pauses in the day, moments of connection, quietly compound over time. And if you've been prescribed medication for blood pressure or cholesterol, taking it consistently is one of the most powerful protective behaviours available. Lifestyle and medication aren't rivals. Think of them more like teammates. A word on life stages. Menopause is a heart health moment. The menopause transition is often framed purely in terms of symptoms. It's also a cardiovascular moment. Blood pressure, cholesterol patterns, and insulin sensitivity can shift during midlife, even if nothing else in your lifestyle has changed. This isn't something to fear. Maybe think of it as a prompt instead. It's a good time to check your numbers, revisit habits, and give your heart a little more intentional support. Red flags. When to stop being stoic. Heart symptoms don't always look dramatic. Chest pressure, pain in the jaw, arms or back, breathlessness, nausea, cold sweats or sudden lightheadedness can all be signals. If something feels off, get checked. You're not wasting anyone's time by listening to your body. Small, steady changes beat heroic overhauls. If there's one idea I'd love you to take away, it's this. Heart health is not built through grand gestures. It's built through small, steady choices that feel almost underwhelming in the moment. That walk you nearly skipped, the blood pressure check you finally booked, the meal that was good enough rather than perfect. None of us controls everything about our heart health, but all of us can influence something positively. And that something, done kindly and consistently, is where your long-term heart protection lives.